gatherings are an opportunity for Aboriginal communities to talk directly to government agencies and non-government agencies to explain and express what their healing needs are, and then give, you know, those government agencies an opportunity to respond and support those aspirations around healing for our people.
So there will be six gatherings organised over regional New South Wales. Can you talk about the focus within those forums and what areas you're looking at?
These forums are quite important. The reason for having them is that healing's a priority in the New South Wales government's state plan for Aboriginal people, the OCA plan. So that's why these forums are taking place. And the focus is going to be on addressing the pain and the hurt, the disconnection that's felt in our communities and the deep trauma that's coming out of policies like Stolen Generations. These things continue to impact on our people and our communities, and they result in a lot of the negative behaviours that we see. So it's really a good opportunity for the Aboriginal community to start helping government understand what that experience has meant for us. There just hasn't been enough emphasis on addressing that trauma, and these forums are, you know, an opportunity to start that process and those conversations. And it's really a credit to the New South Wales government to have healing in its Aboriginal policy, and it's the first jurisdiction in Australia to do that.
Because your press release talks about that partnership and making healing a reality, because we can talk about healing, but the processes to work on that journey is larger than just a few words, isn't it?
What's not properly understood by government and the Australian people more broadly is the profound impact of colonisation. What has it meant for us to have our lands taken, our languages forbidden, our children taken from their communities? And that hurt, that pain, that grief has been, the impact has been profound, and it continues to affect us right up to the present day. And so if we're going to address and overcome the trauma caused by that history, then, you know, the solutions have to be equally as profound and meaningful and deep. And look, this is just the start of the conversation, and there's a long way to go, and there's still a lot of convincing that has to be done for government and for the broader Australian population to help them understand what colonisation has meant to us.
I want to ask you about the process of tabling the New South Wales reparation package that there's been discussions around. Can you talk about the progress of that within Parliament and if there's been any further consultation?
Where we're at the moment with that, New South Wales Parliament has held an inquiry into reparations for Stolen Generations, and that committee produced an amazing report that is innovative. It shows that they listened to the Stolen Generations. They showed that they listened to the submissions of the Healing Foundation. And they've come back with some, I think they're very, you know, cutting-edge recommendations about dealing with that history. You know, they're citing things like the creation of healing centres and supporting healing centres, establishing a Stolen Generations advisory group that can speak directly to the Premier and to the Minister for Aboriginal Affairs about their needs, the needs of Stolen Generations. And, you know, the establishment of memorials to commemorate the experience of Stolen Generations. So there's a whole raft of amazing recommendations that came out of that committee. And when they tabled it in Parliament, probably a month or so ago, there were tears from all of the parliamentarians that were on that committee as they spoke about the recommendations. And the report was unanimously accepted by Parliament. And now it's sent to the Premier and the Minister and others to respond to. So they gave themselves 6 months. They're going to come back in December with some response to those recommendations. But the Minister for Aboriginal Affairs, Leslie Williams, has asked for a response within 3 months. So she's not waiting around. She's not going to wait for 6 months. She wants something back within 3 months. So it's just fantastic, because many of these Stolen Generations people are elderly. A lot of them may not have a lot of time to live. There's some real urgency about this, and the Minister is taking that seriously, and she's treating it as an urgent matter, which I think is great. It's just really what we have to wait for is what the government actually comes back with in terms of accepting which recommendations they're going to accept and how they resource that. Yeah, so we still have to wait for that. We're expecting something before within the next couple of months, I think.